way back in the early 20-teens, a city fella from Minnesota and a wannabe cowpuncher from small town Iowa came together to swap tall tales over the airwaves. They made lots of friends along the way, but even more enemies. By chance, they made acquaintance with a sodbuster from over the other side of the county, who felt obliged to butt in on their little show and give them the what fors from time to time. After nigh on a decade of pointless blathering, one thing led to another, and they were unceremoniously tossed out on their ear from their little radio show. Eventually, this ragtag group found their way back together and decided to start a little podcast we like to call Dutch by Association.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 35 of the Dutch by Association podcast. I'm your host, Wayne Barahona. Along with me, as always, are my good friends and co-hosts, Aaron Alonz and Mitchell Geese.
Today's episode of the DBA Pod is brought to you by Salzma's Fireworks, Highway 18 east of Sanborn. Salzma's is open daily until July 8th with special extended hours on July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Check out their stash program where the more you buy, the more you get. Also, be sure to mention that you heard about it here on the pod and you will receive a free gift. Salzma's Fireworks, drive a little, save a lot.
Thank you, Salzma's, for bringing us the show the last couple of times, and a good evening to all of you. Here we are. It's we're
just 1 week from the last one.
I know. It's like I just saw you. I don't got anything to say to you.
What are we going to talk about?
Well, but we're in that cramming session. You know, the 4th of July weekend's coming up, so everyone's feeling that squeeze that, you know, I got to get all the work done so that way you can take the long vacation. And what's the 4th on?
Really long.
Is it on Sunday?
It is on a Sunday.
Yep. So, yeah, the whole weekend gets, or like the whole week gets shot in the foot as far as anyone trying to do anything.
Because, yeah, then Monday will be your day, the 5th, to observe.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But really? I guess it just doesn't feel the 4th if it's not doing the things on the 4th. But I guess maybe you do the fireworks on Sunday and the festivities on Sunday, and then Monday's just your extra day. So maybe it's better.
Well, and that, of course, is coming from a guy who's basically leaving civilization for the next week and a half.
To the campsite of Custer State Park that has the best cell phone reception.
You hope.
Checked out. No, that was like part of the deal.
I thought
I'm not going unless I have five bars of 5 LTE. Not going otherwise.
Yeah, I would be hard pressed to argue with that. But of course, you were explaining to us before we started the program, you've got an entire itinerary that's been not only crafted, but it's been vetted by every member of the household.
Yeah.
And it's multiple tabs on a Google spreadsheet.
Mm-hmm. And before I say this, which I have never had any problem saying out loud, but I remember the first time I said something on the radio, don't say when you're going to be gone.
That's right. Yep.
You can't, because I said when management was going to be gone one time.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You just let me have it when we went to commercial break. never say that.
That's because
like, what?
Who are we working for?
Yeah.
Who does?
So
we're not in Jersey. It'll be fine.
But yeah, we're going on a 9-day vacation, which I haven't gone on a vacation this long since I was single. And my buddies were still at Dort because I did the 2-year thing. They did the 4-year thing. I did the go get out debt free thing. They did the really expensive thing. But while they were there,
should throw that in there.
I think we went on like nearly a 2-week trip where we swung up to Toronto and then down through New York and then underneath the Great Lakes.
Was that when you were telling your story about siphoning the gasoline into the?
No, that's going to the Black Hills on motorcycles.
Ah.
Hopefully, you don't have to do that this time.
No. No.
Yeah.
No. My brother-in-law made sure to lay out every exit that has a gas station with room for an RV.
He took time
I pull a monster now.
Up all 2 gas stations.
No, there's like 14,
across South Dakota.
There's quite a few. And the way that Hemi just hollers when you're trying to pull that camper down the road.
Have you pulled that camper down the road yet?
Yeah. No. Yeah. Well, yeah, we went to Sioux Center 2 weeks ago. For the dry run.
Oh, at the Sioux Center campground?
Mm-hmm. The Sandy Holler?
No. Oh, yeah. Sandy Hollow. Yep.
Yeah. So, It'll be fun pulling it down the interstate and just getting passed by everybody while I'm just going 65, trying to keep my miles per gallon, the automatic one, above like 4, you know?
Because I do what I can to keep you
at
5.
Yeah, the 6.4.
Yeah, we have that at work, and pulling anything heavy, 7, 8. Miles per gallon, maybe.
And I'm sure you'll have a headwind each way.
You're right.
Yeah.
Because the wind coming out of the east to blow you there will never happen.
Right.
Until we decide to come home. Then it will happen. But
so how do you, have you sat down to think how much gas this is going to cost?
No. Yes. That's why I'm selling my beef. Because I have to pay for gas.
Look, you're not going to believe this, but we really could have chartered a jet cheaper than we can pull this damn camper across South Dakota.
Well, you know, and of course, ever since old Commie Joe took office,
yep,
gas prices went through.
Oh, yeah. They're back to where they were a year and a half ago.
Crazy.
So nobody was bitching about
it's
it.
It's all
then,
Joe's fault.
Yeah. I've been told I'm not, I do not criticize Democrats enough. But I'm always easy and eager to
I don't care if you do that, but I think it's kind of silly that people are complaining about the gas prices that they were perfectly happy with.
So we're really hoping that the Democrats relent and Joe Biden allows fireworks at Mount Rushmore.
That's right.
Over the 4th. He's ruining our vacation.
What?
You ruined my vacation!
And I didn't hear the backstory. Why is he not allowing it to happen?
COVID. Fire hazard. Well, it's fire hazard. Is what
is it?
Read a
I thought it was more COVID
about it. I don't know. I don't.
I guess
I'm not going to be there.
Regardless, it's President Joe Biden's administration that's put the kibosh on it. They did it last year, and it was great.
Yeah, it was a celebration of America.
That's right.
God intended.
Yep. And now this year, they're like, you know what? No, that is not going to happen because the Van Regenmorter clan is going out there, and the last thing we want is for them to have fun. So we're canceling fireworks.
I thought it was they were too woke to celebrate America. So
that might be why they canceled.
So you really would have driven up to Mount Rushmore?
It's a huge thing. Yes, it's a huge deal.
When was the last time you were at Mount Rushmore?
Oh, a long time ago. Longer than I've been married. 17 years.
Yeah, okay. So I've been to Mount Rushmore on a weeknight for the lighting of the faces, mm-hmm. which was...
I think we're doing that. Let me pull up Google Sheets.
Oh, man. the most lovely sight you'll ever see. And it was the most anticlimactic thing ever.
Janitor comes out and flips the switch.
Crackly version of, I think, God Bless America. You could only hear about half the words. And then, like, a couple light bulbs lit it up. And everybody's like, well, I guess we better stand here for 2 minutes to...
make it work.
Pretend that we're appreciating this.
Yeah.
Now let's go get in line for an hour to get out of the parking lot.
Yeah, I think
so
it was...
So 4th of July would be way worse.
Yeah, I know... I think the lighting ceremony was on our list of things that we could pick from. So but I don't remember if it's chose.
Is it a nightly deal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like every night someone goes and turns the light switch on and everybody goes...
Oh, look. Oh, man. It looks like it just like it did when I was here earlier in the light. That's amazing.
You're terrible. You hate America.
No, I love America. I just don't love standing in line for something that I could have looked at the postcard.
He loves America as long as it doesn't inconvenience him to love America.
Well, they made it out to be, and maybe it was because, I don't remember if that was last summer or the summer before. I think it was summer before, so it couldn't have been a COVID thing. People are like, oh yeah, they have this big ceremony and everything. There was no damn ceremony. Yeah. No, it was like an old speaker from a 1920s gymnasium trying to play.
It's like being at a high school baseball game when they play the national anthem.
Yeah, it's exactly what it was.
using the same tape.
You could see everybody there was the same as me. They're like, well, I guess pretend that this is cool because we stood here for an hour waiting.
How many people?
Maybe I was there on the wrong day and they didn't do the full ceremony. I don't know, but... the version I saw.
So you're saying do not try the fireworks if they open it up, or maybe the National Guard.
Based on that, it'll be some guy shooting a couple bottle rockets off the top.
No, it's huge.
Yeah, okay.
Because when you do fireworks here in Dutchland, it's one at a time. You do fireworks at a national park, it's like they do it all. I mean, it's multiple.
Like everything is the grand finale?
Yes. I would really like to see that. And when you're out there for 9 days and you have it scheduled, so it's not like after that we get to go home. Yeah, then I would really fight going to it in the first place because I'd have to wait in line. But
I got to ask you, what the heck are you going to do for 9 days in the Black Hills?
I can tell you exactly what I'm going to do, except for on there's days where it's just a family day for you and your kids to find something to go do. But
so what's on the list?
I mean, a lot of things.
I've been to the Black Hills.
Because I'll tell you what's good and what sucks.
There's about 4 days worth of things to do in the Black Hills.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they're not renting four-wheelers. They're not going out into nature. So you're really, it's limited. Like, you can do bear country, reptile gardens.
Oh, this reminds me.
Well, you're just listening off the tour.
Yeah. Well, what do you think he's going to do? Do you think he's going to go backpack into the woods so he can reconnect with his family?
My brother-in-law spent an insane amount of time putting this together. There's 52 things on here from our original list that he compiled with everybody's help. There was like six Mitches that all had their experience thinking that they knew what was the best.
Oh, I thought you were just talking about six
assholes. It's terrible.
I'm sorry I criticized the lighting ceremony.
Here's the problem. Everybody's going to be listening to this Saturday on the way to the Black Hills, okay? So this needs to be cleaned up because some of my family, now knowing having my dad-in-law tell me that he had listened to it was one of the greatest shocks of 2021. But
and he's still talking to you afterwards, so
yeah,
at least there's
that. And he said it was good. You guys did good.
What a guy.
Yeah, I mean, but there's... The number two item on here, not listed in order of excitement, is the Mount Rushmore lighting ceremony. Wildlife Loop, Wind Cave, Jewel Cave, Badlands, Minuteman Silo, Visitor, the Railroad Museum, the 1880s train, horseback riding.
That's because you're at the State Game Lodge, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So it's a bunch of old nags that they tie together in a line and lead you around a little trail.
Well, that's a horrible thing to say about your wife. Oh, I'm on fire today.
Whoa. The horses.
Yeah. Then you get off. That'll be $80. And there's a lot of different things. Poets Table hike, four-wheeling, go downtown Keystone, Terry Peak. And so I need to buy a bike. Because, like, bike riding is going to be, like, a really important thing.
Take my bike.
What?
Is it a nice bike, or is it, like, $100 Target Schwinn?
No, it's like a $250, $300 bike.
I don't know if that's good enough. Oh,
are you mountain biking, or?
No, just around.
No, this is, like, a more of a pleasure cruise type bike.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a single speed. Yeah, no, that'll work good in the Black Hills.
It's not single speed. It's, like, eight. I think it's, like,
you'll be walking that bike half the time.
No, it's, like, an 8 or 10 speed.
So there's I found a bike on Craigslist. It's got the battery and the motor on it.
Okay.
Oh, it's the e-bike.
Yep.
Yeah. The guy said one time he did a 60-some mile ride with it.
I have a 1987 Honda Helix available.
No hits on that yet, huh? That's shocking.
No, I had a lot of messages on it from old people, but I don't know.
Figure out how to run their phone a second time? Or yeah. What?
You're about $1,000 too high, bud.
Well, they don't want to come at 9 o'clock in the morning or something. What are you doing after coffee? I don't go to coffee. I'm at work.
Oh, yeah. So that's my next. That's why we had to record early because it occurred to me earlier this week. It's like, oh, man, guys. Yeah, you said
last night it was like, oh,
yeah,
crap.
We're going to have to. Yeah. I'm not going to. And, you know, we've done that between us where, like, if just two of you want to record, and usually you're the main theme here because we can't record if you're not here, Wayne.
Right.
But I would have no problem recording with just two, but haven't done it yet. Thankfully, Mitch was able to call his son's coach, asked him to postpone the beginning of the Little League baseball game for a half hour so we could record before. And we appreciate that.
The man's got his priorities, and the coach understands the weightiness of the topics that we cover.
Mm-hmm.
A listener.
Yep. Appreciate that. Oh, so you guys got big plans for the fourth?
I almost
did. It still
is
a little ways
away. You almost did. What do you mean you almost did?
So last night, your wife and I were starting to you know, just now starting to talk about what we're going to do for the fourth, and which means, of course, nothing, because if you haven't, you don't have a book by now, you won't. But so I was online and I saw, just happened to be perusing, and I saw that the campground at Chetek had opening. So I went on the website and put my credit card info in, and $30-something a night, and all right, we're going. Then I get a call today. Oh, yeah, no, that spot's not really open. But I got another spot, and I said, oh, okay, what is it? Well, it's where the construction guys stay when they're in town, and it's basically like a clearing in the woods where it'd be like several construction guys and, you know, my family, like on the just very north end of Curry, Minnesota.
That sounds right up your alley.
Yeah. Did you ask them what kind of industry are they in? I need to know, because that means a lot. What type of
road
character?
Construction or windmills or...
Mm-hmm. A lot of differing, you know, different types of
guys. What's their per diem when they're on the job? That'll tell me what type of place this is.
That's right. If their per diem is high, they might be buying.
So I said, you know, like, oh, only 3 miles away from the real campground, and of course you'll have access to all the amenities that we have here, and blah 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 blah, and you know, it's full hookup, and you know, soft water because it's city, and sewer, and yeah, $30-something a night. I'm just like, no. I'm like, yeah, so this is just kind of a clearing in the woods. Yeah, basically, there's no real facilities there. You know, there's no, like,
that's a long ways
playground
to go.
Or anything like that for the kids. That's not gonna work. Yeah, so that was my brilliant idea last night that got shot in the foot this morning, and here we sit.
So next Monday, pull to Polina. Because if you're not there by Monday, you won't have a site.
I'm not going to bother with that place.
That place?
Oh. What's wrong? Oh, the way the supervisors handle that whole situation and the whole deal with...
You're punishing your family based on how the supervisors and the conservation board and all that played out?
I've done like 4 Fourth of Julys at Paulina. I'm good skipping one.
Go to Clay County. Go to Everly.
You go to Scharnberg.
Have you guys been there?
I have not. I've heard it's very nice.
Yeah, Pauline is nicer.
I would say one half of Scharnberg I like better than the other half. The other half, mature trees. And,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I once owned a camper that if the sun was out, it couldn't keep itself cool. So that wasn't going to work.
Well, then, of course, we've got an added piece to the puzzle that makes things a little bit more complicated.
Insert eye roll.
Yeah, I can feel your eye roll from over here.
You're so cute.
Yeah, so went and got a puppy. Well, just like I said, I was not going to.
You complained about your dog for the last 5 years.
Yeah, sure did. Sure did. But I didn't complain about my dog for the first 5 years. So at least there's that.
I guess.
Right?
So has this one been... Does this one come from a home where, like, the parents are checked for genetic problems coming ahead?
Purebred, AKC registered boxer. Paid a stupid amount of money for it.
All that meant to
me. They printed off a piece of paper that said so.
Oh, and it was like the shadiest meetup, too.
A truck stop in South Dakota.
Yeah, we went to this particular gas station. It was probably on Aaron's list because it was filled with campers. Trying to use the
one pump.
Well, there was like 4 pumps. Yeah, it was bad though. I needed gas and decided to forget it. I ended up going to Hartford, but found this gal on Facebook, or she found me or whatever. Start talking, and you know, of course, I knew that if I wanted this not to happen, just don't show the picture of the dog to the wife. That's all it takes. That's all I needed to do. Was to not show the picture of the dog to the wife, and I'd be fine. Of course, what do I do? Oh, hey, look at this.
And 5 minutes later, you were in your truck heading to South Dakota.
Yep. Yeah, so met at this gas station, and
You pull up, I'll be the white Yukon in the back.
Okay. Well, the one selling the meth or the one with the dogs?
At least it wasn't a windowless van.
No, no, it was. And she had personalized plates, and so did I. So it was like, oh, that's fun. And then I have to explain. I always have to explain this because I never thought of it. Yeah, that it's not. You know, my license plate is Super HT, short for Super High Tech. Of course, I did not think of it any other way when I applied for the license plate and then got it back and like, oh, super hot, huh?
Look at this guy.
Yeah.
Flame sunglasses and license plates that say super hot. Who's he think he is?
So, yeah, when I messaged the gal, I had to say, yeah, I'll be in the dark Ford F-150 with the Super HT license plate. No, I don't think I'm not that vain. It means, you know, it's my business. So, anyway.
What kind of a business would be called super hot?
Tanning and massages. I'll just call it that. But, yeah, then got a 8-week-old boxer puppy, girl named Sophie, and she's the light of my daughter's life, and she's cool most of the time, except for when it's time to go to bed, and she doesn't want to, and cries and cries and cries and cries and cries.
Your daughter or the puppy?
The puppy.
Okay.
Yeah. The daughter is just kind of like... My daughter's now at that point, and I don't know if your kids are like this, but it's summer, so there's not a whole lot of rules and regulations as far as like structure for the day. Mm. My daughter's turning into a jerk, just a plain old jerk, just not listening, not following directions, like intentionally misbehaving, just and then staring at you while you do it, like, oh, what are you going to do about it? Yeah, that's what I thought. Ice cream for me. So... That's been an interesting chapter in our parenting life because we've never had to deal with that before. Because my wife is she's the lover, she's the nurturer, and
the good cop.
You're the bad cop.
Yes, exactly right. Just like every other facet of my life, I am the
appointment. Wayne, you're better at being a jerk.
Yeah.
The 8-to-5 bad cop.
Yeah, exactly.
The outside of business hours bad cop.
Had a lot of practice at it. Yep. It's fine.
Yep.
You know, no one likes to be typecast, but here I am. And, you know, I got pretty good with the wagging of the finger and the grabbing away of the snacks that she's trying to hoard. And, yeah, it's been an interesting couple weeks.
Like, it only gets worse. Sorry, bud. No, it sounds like you've got an Ezra on your hands.
She's not like, you know, roundhouse kicking people.
That's
or
coming.
Biting them.
That's coming. No, the biting, you did that right out of the gate.
We did yep. So, you know, that's fun. So let's.
So is there a litter box?
So let's reward her with a puppy.
Right.
So how's training going? Being all over the carpet.
Not a lot of carpet. We got hardwood, thankfully.
So the floors are warped, but
well, no more warped than my diabetic dog. So
no,
it's,
yeah,
you
never
know,
mind.
Yeah, this one at least isn't completely filled with sugar, as far as the output goes. You know, it doesn't instantly crystallize when it hits the ground. So better. You know, we're still trying to teach her name, you know, so we've got a ways to go, but we also starting to learn the habits and routines. You know, you take her out as soon as she wakes up and she sleeps like a ton right now. So, yeah, we're getting there. It's brought her to work for a little while today, had her in the office and
sleeps a lot yet, right?
Yep, sure does. So that's helpful. But
makes you want to get one, doesn't it, Mitch?
Not a bit. Nope.
I know. I still got to. I'm going to bring her over to your house. I'll keep her off the counter, but, you know, I know that that's... Or maybe I'll just put socks on her and then...
I'd really
throw her in a loop. Now, we're looking at, you know, probably I would say that unless some sort of miracle happens, probably not doing anything for the 4th of July weekend, probably just hanging out and, you know, trying not to go crazy with, you know, being surrounded by 3 females. So, that's neat. Mitch?
Going to the lakes. I mean, the classic 4th of July holiday weekend.
Right.
Going out on the boat to watch the fireworks, because that's really neat.
And then you're going to go tie on and listen to Damon Dobson or whatever.
I've never done that. Never once.
Join the giant pee trough.
There's enough water. It dilutes. It's fine.
It's fine. It's fine. Sure it is.
I think most of the people over there are peeing pretty clear by an hour or two in.
That's very true. You only rent the beer, that's, I suppose. But
yeah.
Anyway, we're back with segment number two right after this.
Hey, it's Amy from Salzman's Fireworks, and I love listening to Dutch by Association.
It's not a crowd ragged, crowd ragged.
We were just looking for a great place where we could worship the Lord together, and we just really wanted to get there fast.
Yeah. You know, technically, my motorcycle has a V4, not an inline 4, so it's not like, you know, a super fast bike.
And you said you know the guy that bought your motorcycle?
Yeah. He's still got it.
He's still got
He's living in Sioux Center.
I would like to see if the picture of you on it now versus them.
I can't get to the handlebars. My belly's in the way.
Because that's what you would... It had a little windshield on it, so you would lay down on the tank to get out of the wind occasionally. But then we had duffel bags that had magnets on them. That would magnet to the tank. And then at the top, there was a clear portion where you could slide your map in. Can't have a map.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And how big of a bike was it?
It was 750.
750.
Honda VFR Interceptor. Touring crotch rocket.
Did Renee ever get to ride on the back?
Never did.
Because you sold it to buy her a ring, right?
Yeah, maybe she did then. Because, yeah, I did buy it and use that money to buy a wedding ring.
That just looks so uncomfortable anytime I've ever seen a woman riding on the back of a sport bike. It's like terrible. That.
It's not made for it. Not at all. But I had the aftermarket Corbin seat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got to have the Corbin seat if you're a real guy. Does your new motorcycle have an aftermarket seat?
It does. Mustang seat, yeah. Which is, if you have a wide rear end, I think it's made for that. Yep. So, perfect.
Yeah, I'm jealous. I got to ride it once, and I thought, gosh, this is what it's like.
Didn't you get like a big old muffler burn or something just the other day?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago, I burned the crap out of my leg. It's still not fully healed.
You had to go to the doctor for it?
I did. I thought it was infected.
And they said, no, you're just a wuss?
More or less, yeah. Put Vaseline on it and a Band-Aid. You'll be fine. I'm like, well, I've never done this before, so never given myself a third-degree burn on the inside of my leg, so I didn't know.
You're probably worried that.
So no, it's normal that it's oozing pus all the time.
Oh.
Okay.
So have you ridden since?
I'm scared to get back
on. No, I'm fine. I won't ever wear shorts again, even if I'm going just around town. Lesson learned.
Sure. Yeah. I've learned that lesson before.
I rode when I bought my motorcycle.
No, you haven't.
No.
You haven't.
I've repeated it, but I still know the lesson.
I bought my bike because my roommate, who was renting a room in the house I owned, and he had a bike. So he was super safety conscious at the beginning. He's like, you never wear shorts. You always wear jeans. And then you need to go get this jacket that's got vents you can open up, but it's got the armor in it on the elbows and stuff, and get a really good helmet. And so he was beneficial in that way right away. So otherwise, I think you might get your motorcycle and be like too cool. Mm-hmm. For a lot of that stuff.
Well, then they clean up your brain matter with a sponge. And
mm-hmm. I think my mom was happy when I sold it.
I suppose.
What's your mom think about it? She was probably pleased when you came home with your overgrown moped, but now you've got a real motorcycle.
Mitchell, I was hoping it was just a fad. Something tells me she's probably more relieved now that he actually has the real motorcycle versus the
You're not 70, Mitchell. Why do you have that?
Just because you cuss and have the demeanor of a 70-year-old doesn't mean that you need to look the part, too.
I don't have the demeanor of a 70-year-old. Me like that. No, never mind.
Now get off my lawn. Well, speaking of lawns, your grass-fed beef business is...
It's booming.
It
has to boom.
You got to pay for that gas, right?
I got to pay for the gas. And we've got 14... steers going to the locker this year.
Wow.
And two more spots where we butchered some cows that had good life at Tallgrass. and made some ground beef, and it's excellent, excellent ground beef. And we're putting that for sale right now because we need some cash in the wallet for our trip to the Black Hills.
Now, yeah. Don't forget to withhold enough for taxes.
Right. Right.
You don't have to even pay taxes if you have a loss.
Even though it's cash.
No, I keep a spreadsheet. I don't have like a QuickBooks or anything. I just have a spreadsheet and then I send it to my accountant. Hope this makes sense.
This is what I bought.
This is what I sold. Take care of it.
So I saw that you were getting all 21st century about it and happened across a sponsored post by the Tallgrass Cattle Company.
Yes. Well, it's like $15 and you can put it in front of 1,500 people. And you can go in and choose what kind of people you want to put it in front of. So you like define the type of people that would like grass-fed beef.
All right.
They also like yoga. You know, that they also like hybrids. They also like...
So basically,
marijuana.
They put your ad, I don't know. They put your ad in front of anyone who's ever said anything about nice about a Democratic president.
Yes, that too.
That is probably
they all listen to Fish.
Yeah.
But it's amazing how refined you can get to, and maybe it's just a bunch of baloney, and Facebook just says.
So is it?
We'll just put in front of.
Has
whoever.
It just been like an endless trail of Subarus out front, right, loading up grass-fed beef?
It's been a very successful campaign. However, it has had its couple poo-pooers who had to feel the need to comment on my post, which Mitchell came running to my aid.
I didn't even get any crap back either.
Yeah, dude. Maybe dude only gets on. Facebook once a week or something.
Yeah.
No, I know.
I don't even remember.
I know who it is.
You knew who it was?
Yes, he's on there all the time. And he's, when we see some of our more staunch conservative friends on, he's the one that does the clap back to them. And
you'd think he would be a big time grass fed guy then.
Yeah, you would think so.
I mean, and he wasn't the only one. There were several that were like...
He was a big master, too.
I could buy mystery meat at Walmart for a dollar cheaper.
So you know what? I struggle with people disagreeing with me in a public forum, so I hid their comments. Hmm. I'm going to let that out there.
What, that people can buy meat cheaper at Walmart?
Yeah.
Oh, crap. I know a guy by Polina selling... Corn fed,
or no, he said silage fed. And I'm like, are you buying an old dairy cow? I didn't think silage was really an ingredient in most feed yards.
Right. Yeah, feedlots chop silage too. But
nothing like a dairy does.
No, not to the extent. But.
It's like the beef feedlot by me. They do earlage, but they don't do silage.
What is earlage?
That's just when the machine, they put like a combine head on the front of the chopper. So it just takes the cob and the kernels and chops it up.
Gotcha.
None of the plant matter.
I never heard, I learned something today.
There you go,
buddy. I've never heard that term before.
Hmm.
Well, yeah. But anyways,
don't go down a farming rabbit hole because you'll just have to cut it all out like you do every time that you ask us questions about farming. And you're like, why did you guys talk about that?
Well, it's better to have too much content than not enough, Mitch.
Right, true.
There's that.
Yeah, you can always edit out. You can't edit in.
That's right.
Sometimes I think maybe we should, but...
So I've got somebody picking up meat at the office, and I gave him the code to get in to the freezer.
So you gave a random person the code to get into...
If they like grass-fed beef, they have... unquestionable character.
Yeah, but they're
and they are going to be true to their
but they're also not about getting stuff for free.
No, I think it's fine. I think it's going to work out.
They have a Dutch last name, Wayne. That's what he was fine with it. If it was you or me, no way.
Can we use the code, man? Nope. Sutherland, no way.
Oh, at 6:30 they're going to be there to pick up their meat. I've sold just today over 100 pounds. Which is pretty exciting.
Wow, at $2.50 a pound.
More than that.
Oh, that's your margin. That's,
right, or $4 a pound.
$4, but I'm running a deal until Friday.
You got like the baker's buy dozen 10, or
get,
whatever.
Get one free.
Right.
So it comes down to $3.63 a pound or $3.66.
It was kind of the ultimate Dutch guy post because, A, you get a discount for buying a little extra, and B, you had to have kind of the semi-passive-aggressive thing in there, helping pay for our vacation. So please don't try to negotiate.
Yeah, you're not helping the rich get richer as I'm pulling my brand new fifth wheel toy hauler out to the Black Hills.
We're very environmentally conscious. Now let me go fill up my V10 pickup.
And your super diesel tractor. And
you guys are a little harsh, I think.
Well, you know, just calling a spade a spade.
Oh. Well, we've got, it's going to be a lot of beef this year compared to years in the past. So we really ramped up. It's going to be a big operation.
Does that mean that you're going to, like, it's going to be this level the whole time now?
Yeah, it'll be 15 to 20 probably a year now.
Because I know you've got some new land or some mm-hmm. more land, and you were able to expand your herd. I didn't know if it was, mm-hmm. if that's all, like, cyclical where you'll have.
I'm hoping to get everything where I can have exactly what I want. And then if I can always sell calves too. Because they're very pretty. People are willing to pay more
because for they're
very pretty. You know, I like your dog.
Isn't that something? A commentary on society. That's pretty. Well, I want it more.
It's. And today I met with the NRCS. They finally, I'll back up. December 20-something, I had put in an application to put some row crop ground into perennial pasture over a three-year period. And the NRCS has programs, and they're bolstered if you're a beginning farmer. And it took them until today, from the middle of December until today, to design the water line that is going to feed the waters in that pasture. So I can finally put my water line in that 26 acres because it's been designed. And the document I got looks like I'm bidding on the new school somewhere. Because it's
30 pages of schematics.
Yes. Yes. And it's unreal. And the guy's like, you know, I've got my GPS with me. We can go out to the pasture and pinpoint exactly where I've designed your waters to go because he's got the topography and he knows the lay of the land, which doesn't change much, but it changes enough that he's weaved on this drawing the water line. So that way the water line can continue to drain back to the well and it weaves all over. And I said, well, my fence is in. And where the fence is where the waters are going to go. So I really don't care what your GPS says. It's done, man. I was not going to wait for you. I've had cattle out there for 3 weeks. They need water.
Yep, and they've been drinking for at least 6 months off this line that I put. I mean,
No. So it's, I'm going to have to, so I did, so I filed for an early start waiver, which is the, so I learned today.
Takes it's, 6 weeks to get an early start waiver. Well,
thankfully, it went pretty quick, but we trenched the water line in on Saturday, and Monday I got a certified letter saying my early start waiver for the water line was denied. Uh-oh. You could have called. Why a certified letter? It's 2021. You have my email. Nice. You have my cell phone number.
This is how we prove that you got it.
Yeah, well, certified letter. And so, great.
Why did they deny you?
Because it hadn't been designed yet.
Oh.
You know, because it's just so complex. What can you put in the ground to deliver water? Maybe this pipe.
I can see why this guy works for the government. Because there is no way in hell you would ever get work as a commercial engineer if it took you 6 months to design a water line.
And he's probably doing other things too.
I know he is, but come on.
Why? It would have taken me, well, the fancy paperwork probably took him 5 of the 6 months. It would have taken me all of 15 minutes to get my little slide rule out and say, okay, I need 1-inch water line because I've got this PSI in the front. I've got this many feet. I'm raising this many feet in head and I want this many gallons a minute. Oh, I need 1-inch water line. Wow. 99 out of 100 plumbers could have just guessed without looking at the slide rule what size of water line would be best for this project, and yet it had to be engineered and drawn up. And it is what it is. I'm going to play by the rules, and we're going to more than likely, either have to reject this, which I would feel really bad about the amount of tax dollars that were spent to design this thing, just to say, no, I'm going to use what I got in now.
But you reject it, and then you reject their money, though, right? Is that how that
works?
For
the water line, yeah. And it's a fair amount. So we'll probably get the trencher out and redo it the way they want it, because they want pictures and they want to come out while you're doing it.
Oh, my.
Because they don't want you to do it beforehand in case you have a letter coming in the mail saying you can't start while you did it. That's a deal. So I learned today, and the entire time I'm trying to decide, so do I tell them now that I kind of did it already? Or not, and I'm trying to, you know, so I have to weigh, do I do it again, or do I just say, I did it, and I did it before you guys said, but the guy said to me, with the NRCS, it's always better to ask for permission than it is to ask for forgiveness.
Okay, so, Dad.
He said it's like the one of the only times in life, he said, where it is actually better, it's money-wise better to ask for permission than it is to ask for, because the NRCS will not forgive. You do it their way, and you do it with them watching, or nothing. But the fence
seems
is
like
done,
an awful lot of hoops to jump through for free money.
It's fine. It's just whether I want to fire up the trencher again and spend another day trenching.
But then you got to pull that old line out.
No, we'll leave it.
Oh, okay.
That's good. Stay there for posterity. Someone will dig a hole someday and just have the scare of their life as they rip a water line out of the ground.
Oh, no!
It's been quite a process. It's very worthwhile for me, because I am getting a lot of help
money
from the government to
welfare,
to do this
farm welfare.
Call it what you want. I am implementing a process and a practice that they have set aside money for, and I will gladly take it to implement said practice. Just like Mitch will too. Mitch is putting cover crops on this fall.
Oh, is Mitch?
Well, if my crop burns up, then yeah, I probably will.
How is it looking?
Oh, it's okay. It could look better.
And got some pineapples out there?
Yeah, got the pineapple look to it.
How? At what point in this season or in the growing season do you start to worry about drought like what we're in right now?
Now?
Yeah.
Three weeks ago. Yeah, no. It won't be good if it doesn't rain. I mean, we're getting by. It's fine. It looks better than it should, honestly, for the amount of rain we've gotten, but could turn really ugly. It's normal. I mean, look at the grass. It looks like August.
It does. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's that's not seems normal. Like a tinder box
we're
out there.
We're just getting to the point where like corn starts to actually use a lot of water. So
yeah, and where the corn puts water into our area, and it starts getting really humid out.
All right. The corn sweat. Yes. Just forget about that meteorological phenomena.
Yeah. So
maybe it'll generate some thunderstorms. We had one roll through town today. I don't think it did a lot.
No, because I was on a conference call for about an hour and a half, and it had occurred and already dried up in that time.
I think the only thing it did was close the pool. Because in Sanborn, I guess, the lifeguard told my wife that they have to wait 30 minutes after the last audible thunder that they could hear, then they can open again. So they just closed it because it was going to be their normal closing time anyways.
Oh, man.
Yes, they had to go home. Kids upset. But
how's Asa doing with his job?
Oh, he's nailing it. He worked late night tonight.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, he just got home. Yeah, he is a company man.
He's got his lunch pail now. And
yep. So Saturday he helped me finish up some fencing. And he thought he was going to go in to work. So his job right now is to build boxes. He's building boxes at different sizes that people come. And then you buy the box, you can load it up.
And like these are the strawberry flats?
Yep.
Okay.
And he said he thought he was going back Saturday. And I said, no. No, you're working with me.
The guy
still
that doesn't
my boy.
Pay you.
You're still my boy. And he said, boy, you know, Dad, I wish you would have told me yesterday. I probably would have stayed longer and made more boxes. I just don't know if they're going to have enough boxes.
My.
Right? Wow. And then in the afternoon, like three times in the afternoon, he says to me while we're working, I'm real worried that they don't have enough boxes. So then I text Andy at like 6 o'clock and said, yeah, just to let you know, Asa will not shut up about these boxes. And he said, yeah, we actually did run out of boxes, and him and his brother-in-law were actually building boxes. So he said, we missed him today. So it's
boy.
If you're missed, that's a good thing. It's when you disappear for a day and nobody knows you were missing.
Yep.
I think you kind of wonder, am I making a... But he has enjoyed it. I think if he had to build boxes every day for an entire summer straight, I mean, he can see the finish line. It's Friday. I think if he had to do that every day, it'd be really tough. Hard to do. And I don't think you want to break the working spirit of a 13-year-old.
No.
It's
very fragile, very wishy-washy. So
don't want to get him with the automatic attitude that work sucks. Let's keep it fun for a little while. But today was his first day he got to, you shouldn't say this aloud, but he got to take the mule to work. So he's big stuff.
If it was for farm use, I think he's legal.
Yeah.
Probably.
He could drive the semi there, or the straight truck at least, the tractor and the wagons.
Yeah.
At a higher weight per axle ratio than it's allowed on any highway or interstate in the United States, he could do that without a problem at 13. What's a mule? Right? So, yeah, I'm real happy. I just real proud.
So will he, I suppose he won't have another job again this summer.
Right. Probably not. Unless Andy's got odds and ends that he needs help with.
Got blackberry season. I don't think that's quite as busy though.
I don't know if they do that anymore. I think they.
Oh, they don't? Oh, never mind me.
Yeah. They used to do
know more about our sponsor.
Now, they used to do, maybe it was raspberries?
I thought it was blackberries. Okay. Maybe it was raspberries.
Yeah, and I don't know if that just didn't take off as well.
Never mind, I haven't been there in
a Got to make room for more strawberries, because I think strawberries are king.
Yeah.
Well, they've obviously created quite a name for themselves for it, and mm-hmm. heard a lot of talk about it, and, you know, wife and daughter will probably go this weekend,
mm-hmm.
so we'll have to tell her whatever the secret knock is or whatever. Yeah.
And you're not going to go?
If it's cloudy, you should go. It'd be nice.
Yeah. No. Yeah,
you'll be fine.
No.
Find Andy, man. Say, hey, go hang out with Andy. You got to
try out the slide.
Mm-hmm. So, funny story about Andy. The first day Asa goes, I send him in shorts and pants over his shorts because I said, I don't know what guys are wearing. And he gets back at the end of the day, his first day, and he's wearing his pants yet. And I said, oh, I see you decided to wear pants because everybody's wearing pants. I said, were there any slackers that were in shorts? He said, one. I said, who was that? And he kind of grins, Andy. I said, oh, well, if the boss is wearing shorts, you can probably get by with shorts too.
Right.
Or maybe that's not how it works. Probably not how it works.
Well, depends on whether or not you want a paycheck, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Or bails.
That's right. I forgot that he's not paying Asa. He's paying you.
No.
It's a barter.
Mm-hmm. We're going old school.
Here you go, Asa. Here are 3 round bales for your summer's work. Don't spend them all in one place.
Hey, man, I mean, the market could really go up. This could really be something. You know, what you're getting for $100 a ton today could be worth $150 later. A real good investment for you.
Yeah, like commodity sales, you know, trading hay bales.
Don't give Bitcoin. Him that idea. If he thinks he owns the bales, then he's going to sell them to you.
Yeah, maybe you should I'll charge talk him, with that
him
boy.
About, I'll charge right. him yardage.
Oh, there you go. And then someone will form an LLC as a shell company to sell it to the other person.
Yeah, as long as he doesn't unionize with himself.
I've made a union.
Tell him he has to cover trucking.
We have from demands. Andy's
to your place.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a minimum on that. So.
Oh, yeah, give him a 1099.
Oh, we got all kinds of good ideas here, don't we? All kinds.
And segment 3, we'll be back after this.
Can I just say that of all the idiots in all the idiot villages in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone, my friend.
Well, there's a difference between the show being about you and then us making fun of you. That there, one is certainly a lot more exciting than the other.
I don't know if you guys have ever made fun of me.
No, well, no, we
earlier you were like, you're being kind of hard on me.
I said,
yeah, you said that. And it sounded exactly the way I said it too.
Well, then I must have been, I was being sarcastic.
Or butt hurt.
The same voice.
It's hard to differentiate with you. You don't know. You can't do sarcasm.
I only do one voice. Yeah, my wife sounds like that.
My dad sounds like that.
The pastor at church sounds like that. Yeah.
I only got one voice.
Well, no one ever accused you of being an actor, which is what, no. You know, that's why kind of our radio show worked as well as it did. Or didn't.
Oh, I think it did. I think I still have people on the weekly say they miss
morning show. It helps that the new one is so bad.
Yes, that does. That is a big deal. That does play into it.
Because that's usually half what people say. They say, we really miss you, comma, I haven't listened because it's crap.
And I don't recall if I share this on the show or not, but when we were on our vacation up in Brainerd, found out that my aunt and uncle have a seasonal spot RV place that was 20 minutes from where we were at. So we went over there and spent an afternoon there and had a great time, and found out that there was a couple from George there, George, Iowa, which was weird because we were 5+ hours away, but mm-hmm. just kind of how that happened to be. And I met the gentleman and he's like, why'd you quit? That was the first thing he said to me. I hadn't talked to him. Like, and he didn't know me from Adam, but all he looks at me and said, why'd you quit? I loved you guys. Now what they got is just garbage. Like, well, yeah, so I guess you know I'm Wayne. This is my wife, Becky. And
here's my daughter.
Yeah. But I think when people do say that to me, they do follow it up with, I get why. The right. Mornings were hard.
They were.
You know, if the kids were all out of the house, that'd been one thing. Then you could maybe argue that it's kind of selfish. But now I put my wife through a lot. That she raised single-handedly four kids.
But you made a lot of money doing it. No, you can't even say that. No, that's the bad part.
Because, yeah, if you were to like look at it on a long enough scale and the sacrifices that were made, we probably paid to do that job.
Yeah, my wife would say that it was not worth it in the least. Now, I learned a lot, and it was a great experience, and got to meet a lot of different people and got to tell a lot of fun stories, and it prepped the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't look back on it like it was a mistake, but there just came a point where being as busy as the morning is at home, and I do enjoy getting up a little later. I was just saying it off air during our little break that, yeah, we've been starting at 6 these last few days, and I'm tired. It's like, ooh-wee, I don't know how we did it whacking radio. Right. I do know how. I put the kids to bed at like 8:45, and I went to bed. That's how you do it.
Well, and yeah, you were playing softball then too. So then
those nights were horrible.
God, I hated it. It was either Wednesday or Thursday morning. You'd get in and just like,
it's weird. I don't think you ever mentioned that on the air.
I tried to keep my cool about it. You know, I didn't really want to draw attention to the fact that I had seen your snores a lot next to me.
A week ago, I had to meet with... That's good. The week ago, I had to meet with the library board discussing some work that they're looking at doing there. And Millie Voss is there.
Oh, Millie.
And so she starts after I give my presentation. She says, "So I guess I haven't heard for a few years. Has anything been going on down on the farm that we should maybe know about? Things going on out there? Things cows getting loose?" And there was a couple people on the board that I don't think knew that we had the morning show, or that a lot of the fun that we had was around my starting to farm and trying to do all that. And so, yeah, that what is Millie getting at? I mean, they were like, why is Millie berating this guy that we just had come in and give a presentation? He's
trying to sell a boiler.
That might have torpedoed your bid, though. Guy can't even keep his gates shut.
If he doesn't know enough to chain his gates. Yeah. Well, I had to give a little brief. But it's fun because when I started, I said, I've served on a lot of boards and I understand that brevity is important You didn't. You all are taking time away.
Yep.
And then it just turned into a long thing.
Yeah, when you start your conversation about how we're going to try and keep things short because, you know, we all have families and we mm-hmm. make sacrifices in life. And some of those sacrifices.
No. And the next thing you know, I'm having to tell them about how I was on the radio and Ed Kyle's. And yeah, that. Those were the good old days, but
so that's a brief overview of thermodynamics.
Well, that
now on to the bid.
Is it like we don't want to know about your bid? We just want to know how it all works because all we know is we turn the thermostat up, it gets hot. We turn it down, and it gets cold. How does it all work? So that was fun to have a presentation.
So you did like a mini science lesson,
kind of.
Kind of
thermodynamics. And yeah, so that was fun for me to do. Usually you're like, well, this is my piece of equipment, it's model number this and this, and it costs this many dollars, and because that was all on the proposal already, you can see that. But how does it make it hot in here? How does it make it cold in here?
So were they over like grabbing books off the reference shelves to check and make sure you weren't just talking?
Well, I was gonna say you're at the library, Tom. Hey, they got books on this stuff.
Don't you know the Dewey Decimal System? Come on.
But it was fun for me because I was able to talk with, because you don't want to, when you're really educated in something, it's hard to explain it to people that don't know all the lingo of it without sounding like you're mansplaining or completely over their head because you assume they've been heating and cooling guys for the last 25 years just like you.
Right, you know. So,
remember the Lennox 8247B. I mean, don't we all?
It really had a problem with the RH. The RH levels were off the charts.
But being able to spend a little time explaining how the things work, I've always enjoyed doing that portion because I always thought I had a little bit of a gift explaining how the things work that I really enjoy. So being able to explain that to them, that was kind of fun. And then Millie, poor Millie, berating the gentleman that we asked to come. She's losing it. Look at her. She's being terribly mean. No, that's fine. Well, Millie and I go way back. We're fine.
Yeah. Anyone who knows Millie, if the conversation was only 5 minutes, she was keeping it brief. So mm-hmm. I do know that. But you've always had the gift for gab and the heart to serve, and it sounds like your church, your time on church council is coming to an end.
Last night was my final meeting from a 3-year term on council.
Also, you weren't booted.
No.
I misunderstood.
I ran a full term.
Okay.
And there's supposed to be like an election, and then that. So if you have 10 people for 3 spots, you have an election that brings it down to 5. And then you take those 5 and you put them in the proverbial hat and you pull out the 3 you need, called a lot. This year we didn't have enough to do the election, so it was just a lot. But the new guys are there. I'm the old guy. I'm on my way out. And then you get a chance to kind of reflect on your last 3 years. And man, what a whirlwind.
Been new pastor and
Having the old pastor there, having him say he's going to retire, and then being part of the search committee, having the new pastor come. He's been here 10 months, and every year it's 2 or 3 different people coming in, and the changes that you really want to make and the changes that you wish you could have done but you didn't have time for. And it's just really a lot to think about, and you don't know when you'll be on again because of that lot system. You might be the most popular guy in church, but that doesn't mean that your name's going to get pulled. So it's And that's, I think that's a good thing because you do get people that are just up every 2 years and they're in. But it could be a lot of years before I'm in to serve again. So,
and the way that your kind of service works is if you're not on church, you're on school, or at least
it's open season for you at that point.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can.
His evenings are free.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And I did 2 stints on the school board too. So then when I was done there, because my wife has a full-time job there, they try to keep just nepotism low. Yeah. Granted, she was hired while I was vice president.
nothing to see here.
But so it'll be a little bit different because every Sunday it's like, oh, it's collection time. Time to get up. But to know that I served through COVID and that of not understanding what to do and starting in March with it all and thinking, okay, we'll cancel church for a couple weeks and then we'll be back. That's not how that
went. One year later.
Yeah, it was just the changes and the making the decisions and being flexible and fluid. It was really, it's like the longest 3 years ever.
Yeah.
But it was quite a learning experience. And I'm glad to be done to have the, and I think my wife is glad too. It eliminates two meetings a month, and then I can, you know,
spend more time on the farm away from your family.
Mm-hmm. And you're not counting money at the end of church. You can be up visiting. So
right.
That's kind of fun.
Oh, that's right up your alley.
But yeah. Since it's open season, I've already been, the target is on me for Sunday school teacher. So I'm wow. Might yeah not be able to visit with anybody again. Might just head on down with a bunch of high school kids I don't like. But
well, you know, they preach honesty in Sunday school. So
hey, high school kids, don't really like any of you. Let's get down to business. No.
And here's why. sounds like the opening to Festivus.
Yeah, I got a lot of problems with you people. Now you're going to hear about them.
The talk is that I could be doing my son's class.
Fun.
I don't know about having your own kid. It's like,
your wife's done it.
Yeah, well.
A lot.
Yeah, but that's like kindergarten. Out, like,
wish he followed these rules at home, you know.
Yeah, but if he's, I don't know. This is like those are the times that I remember when I was that age. I was trouble. I was talking all the time. We were spitting spit wads all over. Some of them are still on the ceiling tile. Unbelievable. 30 years later. But it's, yeah, I don't want to have to be there when my kid's there, I guess. But we'll see.
So where do you think this farm thing's going to take you? I mean, you've obviously made big improvements and big jumps in numbers. Are you going to keep that trajectory, or is this going to be kind of your plateau for a while until you sell off the business and become a full-time hobby farmer?
I would never sell off the business because I joke with people and say the farming side is fun because when I make mistakes or things go poorly, it doesn't really affect my bottom line, which supports my livelihood. I've got my own little budget for farming. And if it's like Robin Hood, you've got your own little budget.
Yep.
And if it falls flat on its face, ecosystem. I can still live without it. It's not like we're going to have to skip meals now because I made a stupid decision on the farm. Now, there are farmers that face that day in and day out, that pressure of do I sell now, buy now, whatever, or we've got illness running through the herd. You know, I'm not doing that. So for me, it's quite a bit different. Now, the reason we're doing this 26 acres up by Sibley is because it will be easy to handle that many cattle. It will actually be less hours than what it was to run 10 at home. I can run 50 up by Sibley. Thanks to the government.
You're welcome,
again,
Aaron.
I don't make the rules. And yeah, already they were visiting with me this morning saying, yeah, we got somebody up in Lyon County that we think we're going to have visit with you. And you know, you're kind of doing it on a smaller scale, but there's a lot of guys that are just kind of wanting to know how you're doing it. And so every 2 weeks, friends of ours are flying a drone over that pasture and keeping up with what we've got going on. So there will be a really neat YouTube video showing the progress already. Wow. The first flyover was late March. And then every 2 weeks since then. So I think it'll be really cool to see what we did, and maybe someday I'll be able to do it on an 80. That's really my goal. I want to be able to do it on an 80 and then lay it out. And I would hope that I can say I made more money on this 80 doing this with these cattle than if I would have row crop farmed it.
And Mitch is like, yeah, you're idiot.
No, you should be able to do that.
And
it's a lot more work than just row crop farming in 80.
It is.
So, I mean.
But it's a lot less payments for equipment and arguably better for the environment. Having green growing things all the time.
But how will Monsanto make their money?
We don't have enough time left for you to be.
They can make their money by investing in Tallgrass Cattle Company. They can.
Well, I guess that's the reason why Paulina can sell it for a dollar cheaper than you is because,
yeah, you know, it's like I know someone that it's like at work. I know someone that's putting in fan motors for less than you. Yeah, I know a guy that's putting fan motors in for more than me. So what?
Yeah,
this is what it is. What do you do? You know, Like, I had to tell one of my employees today, sometimes you just don't respond. You just, even though I did, and then you did, and then I hit his comment. So people
and
are probably
hit my comment then.
Did I hit?
Well, you had
well,
to.
Well, you had to. It would not have made sense.
Yeah.
Listen here, jackass. Why are you calling him a jackass? He's just
no, I didn't.
Offering
no,
some.
Don't. I don't need any help customer. Sounding like a jerk.
No, it's true. It's true.
No, it. Yeah, it's. When you put yourself out there on social media, you're just asking for it. We saw that with one of our posts with
the audience was wrong.
Yeah, with the podcast you had promoted something and then it's like every hour someone was just coming unglued on our Facebook post from like Ohio or California and we're like,
yeah, I don't know what demographic you chose.
So I don't know either. But it was, I've like, got my normal like DBA podcast group, which is like, hey, basically it's like 60 mile radius from Sheldon. It's really all it is, 60 mile radius and 25 plus. I think that's really the only things that I've put on there as far as audience requirements and just the weirdest people. Kill yourself.
Some of them were bots, I think. I don't know how you attracted so many bots. It was bots and the barely literate, I would say, would be the, yes. the two demographics.
So Facebook will ask you, what do you want to achieve? Do you want to achieve messages? Do you want to achieve likes? Or do you want to achieve comments? And I kind of wonder if maybe it was accidentally selected at comments. So it sent our ad to every person that ever comments on every sponsored post they see. Because it was wild what we were hearing.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
This isn't right. Why are these people? Why are these people being so mean?
But we did pick up a couple likes off of it.
Yeah,
yeah. We had somebody tell us to go kill ourselves, but we also got some likes out of it. So I guess there's that. Que sera, sera.
It's hard knowing sometimes that not everybody likes you.
Yeah,
figured that out at 25, I think.
And so. I guess part of what I wanted to talk about with this, with the church being done and your public service coming to an end, might be a board of supervisors opening. Is that something throw your hat into?
If a position would open up in my district, no, I would not consider it. No way, man. I have enough going on. I don't need to hear. I hear people complain all the time. You're going to be your yesterday. And I don't, you know, I just don't need more of that. Just let me live a simple life.
I don't recall.
I think Wayne wants to be on.
No.
Well, it pays better.
No.
Than the city council.
Yeah, maybe you have less marbs. I don't know, but... What I found, I forget who I was talking to about it, but I said that this job, having been on the council, it literally sucks the joy from you. It
normally is so happy-go-lucky, but ever since he got on council.
Well, look, I had these big ideas. I was, I got a Facebook page of Wayne Barahona, the politician, and like, hey, let's sit down with the constituents and let's figure out what's really going on and, let's make a change, heal the world, make it a better place. And then you just get berated for 3 hours about how dare you try to tax us for this ambulance that we're all going to use, but nobody wants to pay for. And you get people calling other people's like bosses because they... had the audacity to disagree with you and how come they can do that and you should fire them. It's just like, oh my goodness.
It's pretty wild. Does this happen in Sioux Center and Rock Valley?
That's a good question. That is a very good question because...
Are those towns able to make leaps and bounds forward?
I don't...
Because they don't have the people at the highest level just continually afraid of the occasional loudmouth naysayer?
But it's so depressing. We'd hear about it
from fake Bob if they had that, I would think. Why do you suppose he's so zeroed in on Sheldon?
Because it is a show.
That's where you go to grab the popcorn and watch. And
it's just depressing to see how a vocal minority can have so much power, really, over policy, which is the exact opposite of how it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be the elected people, not the people, not the carnival barkers from the back row that are supposed to...
Do the carnival barkers listen to the podcast?
I doubt it.
You would have heard about it by now.
All I get are the, well, you know, Marv said that you were a Democrat, and we just wanted to see if that was true. First of all, what?
Wait till you hear what I say about him.
it's tough.
It's too bad too, because I had the joy of serving on two different city councils, and I just can't imagine what that's like. And they were smaller towns. Okay, people weren't showing up to the meetings, and maybe not as many people were taking an interest, and we weren't doing big things. I mean, we were building swimming pools and paving roads, but I just don't get why there's so much negative, just weirdness here in town a very, very few people.
I think what it is...
You need to quit listening to them.
Well, obviously, I don't. But... I guess what I'm saying is, yeah, I ignore it, obviously. But
I know, but...
But the problem is, okay, I ignore it, right? It still burns me, and it still really doesn't want to make me go for another 4 years after my term is done. So then who's to say that after I serve my term, the next person comes in there and maybe isn't as resilient, or maybe isn't as cool and suave and debonair as I am. I know I'm really putting myself up on a pedestal, and I don't mean to. But I've said it before, you know, I'm a normal, average guy with slightly above average intelligence and extremely above average weight. But, you know, means well.
He means well. He is means usually well. That's usually what I say.
That about you, Wayne.
Oh wait,
that's not a compliment.
I mean, that's not.
I'm sorry. No,
that's
I'm not, sorry, buddy.
When I say that about someone, then yeah, that's not a compliment.
But I know
he tries that, hard.
Bless his heart.
A heart of gold. Heart of gold. But
I worry that with having to deal with all this BS that you really have to deal with, and you know, like, you, there's no monetary incentive to do it, right? $45 a meeting. Like, it actually costs me money to be on the council because I'm not at work. I could be making more money during the times because you only get paid for the meetings. You don't get paid for the planning sessions and goal setting and strategy and all this other stuff that you do and the various other boards that you serve on as part of the city council. So I literally lose money being on here. But whatever, it's next man up. I want to be part of it. I just worry that you already have a weakened sense of volunteerism, and now you get crackpots in there trying to derail progress. So
I think the answer is you and city leadership and everybody quit allowing them to suck your time. Be done with it. There's nothing that's in anybody's job description that says you must meet with every crank in town whenever they see fit about every stupid issue. But refuse the meeting. Who cares? Who's going to say anything about it?
As a city councilman, I can understand that. I can subscribe to that theory. That same is not true with city leadership, the ones that are employed by the city.
They have to listen to everybody? Personally, take time out of their day, work extra hours so that
maybe they
so
should
that
just
some
give,
guy can have two can hours you, of their time every week.
You could, you should. Well,
nah. No, if they are required to do that, you need to amend the job description. I don't expect them to take that time for me or you or anybody.
Make an ordinance. You get every citizen can have 5 minutes of Sam's time, and you can't yield your time to somebody else because otherwise Marv would run around and collect a bunch of people's five minutes. And
I'm going to speak on behalf of these 250 people.
Quit listening to them. You give them a platform every time you do.
Well, if the
don't pretend you're considering what they have to say.
Who cares? If the platform is,
I'm not talking about just Marv or is public, I don't mean to single anybody out.
I'm saying
public forum's fine. They get a limited amount of time there. That's the appropriate venue for it anyway.
That's correct.
So,
all right, we're getting in the weeds, and yeah,
Mitch is done with it. He's done with these people. Like, crap.
I don't care.
Why are you running, Mitch?
Because I don't want to deal with it.
You won't have to deal with it. All you have to do is not listen. You had the problem solved right there, young man.
Oh, that's good. Hey, thanks again to our friends.
Yeah. We're going to cut this out anyway. We've talked about this every damn episode.
Well, you know, yeah, we do talk about it, but it is what's going on, and it's still one of the most highly commented on aspects of the show. But anyway, Mitch, if you will.
From a couple of people. Anyway, today's episode of the DBA Pod is brought to you by Salzman's Fireworks, Highway 18, east of Sanborn. Check them out on Facebook or their website, salzma.com.
You can find us on, you find out more about the pod and just who the heck we think we are by hitting us up on social media. Please do find us Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all at DBA Pod, coming soon to dbapod.com. And until next time, we will see you.